Welcome into another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN. We want to thank Ag Business Associates, Nishna Valley Credit Union for bringing you the program each week. We've got the usual suspects, Jim Field, Doug Leonard, Matt Mullenix, and myself, Chris Parks. And either football's gotten way more competitive here in Southwest Iowa, or we've just gotten really bad at doing this.
I move we find people to do this program that are better at doing this program.
I second that emotion.
It's been pretty rough. We had another rough week here this week. And some games that were pretty close, though, here on our sheet. And here's how it went. We had East Mills on the road at Sydney, and it was East Mills getting a 35-34 victory. Mr. Schaefer did play quarterback and helped East Mills get that one-point win. Matt knew that. The rest of us did not. So we all got mad there on a limb to win that one. It was Woodbine picking up a win on the road to spoil Cam's homecoming, 30-20 the final there. We were all wrong on that one. We all took the Cougars. HSTW 35-7 over Earlham. That was our broadcast game last week, and we all had the Vikings there, so we all got that one right. Riverside picked up a 30-8 victory over Nottoway Valley. We all had the Bulldogs, so we all got that one correct. It was St. Albert putting the hurting on Southwest Valley to stop their regular season winning streak by a 50-13 final. That was a winner for Doug and Matt. Jim and myself were very wrong on that one. Underwood picked up a loss, as we all had the Eagles, but Trainer knocked him off. 28-26 was the final there. We're all incorrect on that one. And it was Kemper Catholic holding off Greene County. 16-8 was the final there. That was a winner for everyone but myself. I went out on a limb and got that one to crash down. Then OABCIG spoiled Atlantic's homecoming with a 39-16 victory. And that was a winner just for myself. Everyone else had the Trojans. So that put our records last week. Matt with the top picking week at 5-3. 4-4 for Doug. 3-5 for both myself and Jim. So that dropped things around a little bit. It's now a 31-17 mark for Matt out in front by two games over both Doug and myself. We're at 29-19. And then Jim two games back of that at 27-21. So that's how our overall record stands here after week number six. We move into week number seven of picks here this week. We'll get started here on our program with a couple of eight-man football contests, and we'll be getting to that right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Have you found that dream home you've been looking for your whole life? And then when you went to get a loan, you were told you didn't have enough money saved for the down payment, and you thought your dream was over? This happened to me, until it was suggested to me to go visit the Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. The staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union were all extremely nice and helpful. They connected me with a lending institute they work closely with. The credit union stayed in contact with me throughout the process, and they were the ones that helped make my dream home come true. So the next time you're in the market for a car loan, home loan, or any kind of a loan, stop in and meet the friendly, helpful staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive into our picks now here for week number seven as we start off in eight-man District 7 with a couple of games. It will be Fremont Mills going just down the road a little ways over to Malvern to take on East Mills. And Matt, top prognosticator for last week, we're going to let you take a look at this one first.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, we'll get things started here with a good ball game here in this district. And, you know, Fremont Mills is really starting the meat of their schedule, I guess, for district play. They've got East Mills tonight, Sydney next week, and Stanton in the final week of the season. So things are really going to heat up for them. East Mills, they've done a great job to get to this point. They've done a lot of it through the air. Obviously, last week they didn't even run a running play, I guess, if you will. During the game, came back from 20 points down at halftime to win that ball game, and sounded like it was a very exciting ball game down the stretch there. And had gone for two most of the game and hadn't made it, and then at the end they decided they were going to kick the field goal or the extra point, and got it, and that was the difference in the game. So there you are. So very similar teams in here. I like the way Fremont Mills, their opening loss was to Exira EHK. That's their only loss in the season. They've got kind of a little more balanced attack. They're going to lean more to the run. I just like those veterans in there, Venata, Malcolm, and Powers getting it done. So I'm going to go with Fremont Mills on the road.
All right. It's one for the Knights. And, yeah, this is a kind of a matchup of quarterbacks to a degree. They'll just do it in different ways. Michael Schaefer chucking it around through the air. Mason Venata, you would have thought would have been a little bit more pass-heavy this year, but as Matt alluded to, they've kind of kept it more on the ground, trying to spit it around to some different guys. And, of course, maybe some of that's part of the competition they played here recently, doing much more of that. But I do also like the balance that they're able to provide. They got that win. I got to see them play Audubon earlier in the year. The thing that does worry a little bit, I think, is this is kind of one of their tougher matchups because they did give up some good chunk passing plays to Audubon in that game earlier this year. So East Mills might have a chance to try to hit a few big ones. But I think FM's got just enough to get this one done. Should be a good game, but I'll take the Knights. Jim.
Well, as the weeks have drawn on here on our program, I have studied statistics. I have studied comparative head-to-head scores. I've studied common opponents. I've looked at the RPI. I've looked at some of those statistical websites that are out there. And I stink.
You're not going to make a pick?
It's gotten me nowhere. Now, I understand this is a half-hour program, and we have entertainment to do and time to fill. But this is the most you're getting out of me tonight, because I did nothing this week except look at them and just write it down real quick. Didn't compare scores. I don't even know what their records are at this point, because, well, again, I stink. So, East Mills. They're at home. That's my only criteria. I'm taking the home team. I'm going with them.
Wolverines. Doug.
Yeah, definitely have a talented quarterback there for East Mills. But, you know, I read an interview with or read a report on the on his summary of the game they played before and talked about the size of Fremont Mills' line. And, you know, I think I'm going to take the visiting team. I'm going to take Fremont Mills.
All right. It's everybody FM except an EM going for Jim there out
the
on a limb.
Comeback begins.
There he goes. He's got four to make like up right now. All right. So we'll continue on here in the same district for our next game. Stanton goes on the road to Sydney for a game there in District 7. And, of course, Sydney coming up on that short end against East Mills last week. This is a tough one to pick. Stanton at 5-1, Sydney 4-2. You look at some comparable scores, and it maybe just kind of makes your head spin rather than figure things out. Drake Johnson, a really good back for Stanton. Able to put up 17 touchdowns on the year. Sydney also going to try to do a lot on the ground. Mr. McNaughton has rushed for 9 total touchdowns on the year. He had a big game last week against East Mills with 188 yards. I don't really know which way to go on this one, honestly. So I'm gonna give an edge here to the road team. I think that's a little bit deflating last week for Sydney in that loss. I think Stanton has a little bit more mojo coming in, so I'm going to go with the Vikings. Jim.
Okay, well, I'm going with the home team. Sydney.
Uh-oh.
All right. It's one either way. Doug.
I don't like picking what you're picking, Jim, but I like the running back's name for Sydney, Mr. McNaughton. I think we talked about last week on Sound Advice, who's going to win? My bad, wrong program. On
Shameless
who's going to win?
Plug.
I know that was. You can charge me for that, Jim. We talked about the field down at Sydney, how it's kind of unique. It's a different place to come play, and so I'm going to take the Cowboys.
All right, couple for the Cowboys, Matt.
Okay, yeah, Sydney's pretty much done this predominantly on the ground. A very balanced running attack with their group of backs in there. Stanton, on the other hand, has been balanced in run and pass. They've got about 600 more yards on the season as a team, total yards, than what Sydney does. So they've moved the ball. Drake Johnson in there, 587 rushing yards, almost 600 receiving yards. You know, that's 1,200 yards altogether, and he's got 17 touchdowns. He is a hard-nosed ball player. It's just a matter, can Stanton get around Sydney's big offensive line up front there? Well, this is a tough one, I think. it's a pretty evenly matched ball game, even in your computer rankings. So, I'm going to go with Stanton. I'm going to go with Stanton on the road.
All right. So yeah. A couple either way on that one. So we mix it up there on that one. We'll have one more eight-man game to pick when we come back. We'll do it after the break.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Have you found that dream home you've been looking for your whole life? And then when you went to get a loan, you were told you didn't have enough money saved for the down payment, and you thought your dream was over? This happened to me, until it was suggested to me to go visit the Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. The staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union were all extremely nice and helpful. They connected me with a lending institute they work closely with. The credit union stayed in contact with me throughout the process, and they were the ones that helped make my dream home come true. So the next time you're in the market for a car loan, home loan, or any kind of a loan, stop in and meet the friendly, helpful staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's continue on with picks here. We'll stay in eight-man football play, and we'll go to District 8 as Exira EHK goes on the road to Woodbine. Woodbine, a couple of surprises already here this year. Are they able to pull another one here against the Spartans? Jim?
Well, I've been rocking the home team so far, so Exira EHK.
I see your logic.
They're on the road, by the way.
Sound, yeah. That's sound advice right there.
Yeah. Unsound advice, possibly.
All right. It's one for the Spartans. Doug?
Well, I was impressed with Woodbine's win last week. You know, they've record is not terribly impressive, 2-4, but they performed well against Cam last week. But I just think it's, you know, the Spartans are a different breed of cat. So I'm going to take the road team.
All right, it's two for Sparty.
Spartans at Cats.
Okay. No, I know. That's
right. Yeah, you know, the hometown, the Tigers, came up big last week on the road, doing a lot of it with the Pryor boys, Lane and Wyatt. Lane, the sophomore receiver, with a little over 500 yards of reception. Wyatt, the older brother, getting the ball to him, 54%, just shy of 1,300 yards. He's got 15 touchdowns, but he's also thrown 12 interceptions. Defensively for Xyre Elkhorn, they've got 10 interceptions as a team. I think they've been pretty efficient. Pettipier, 64%. He's only thrown two interceptions on the season. Getting out there to Burmeister and Goodwin and Nelson. So I'm going to go with the road team. Xyre, right. The Spartans, keep it going.
All right, Spartans looking to go to 7-0. And, yeah, this is kind of a pesky Woodbine team. They've really played some tough games. They've been a little bit sporadic, and I think part of that's you know, the fact that they have turned the ball over so much. They probably would have been closer in a couple of other games had that not been the case. But this is a really good Xyre EHK team. The way that they're playing, it's a good, you know, team type of football. You know, maybe don't have the one or two standout stars that you're always looking at, it seems like, for their teams, but they've got everybody kind of all in on it together. And Pettipier and Burmeister, you know, I guess do qualify into that star category a little bit, but, you know, they share the wealth. So they've been doing a good job. I think they get another one here on the road. So we'll make it a clean sweep with Exira EHK.
And again, Spartans aren't cats.
I know.
No, okay. Cats. I think Spartans.
But the Tigers.
Spartans are.
Woodbine's a tiger, and this is a different breed of cat. Like a Spartan cat.
Okay. Got it? Spartans are Senators, right? Oh, no, wait. I'm confusing Spartacus and Spartans. Spartans. Never mind. Forget I said that.
I thought you were going to limit your comments. Is that what you said at the beginning?
Unless I find an opportunity.
Okay.
It's still a half-hour program. Come on.
We'll move on to 11-man football now. We go to Class A. This is District 9, and Earlham goes on the road to take on Southwest Valley. Doug, you get first crack at this one.
Well, this is my upset special for this week. I know Southwest Valley just lost their first game last week, but when you look at their record and who they played, and then, you know, I think they're going to be you know, their daubers are down a little bit, so to speak, after last week getting kind of blown out by St. Albert. I like what Earlham, you know, how they competed against HSTW. I know it wasn't that close, but, I thought they put up a good effort. Their running back, Caleb Swalla, put up 130 yards against HSTW. You know, it took him about 30 carries. But, I think they've got a good running back. You look at what Southwest Valley has for offense. It's spread out. They don't don't have a ton of great statistics, passing or rushing. So I'm going to say upset special, Earlham on the road.
All right. That's one there for the Cardinals. Matt.
Okay. Yeah, Caleb Swalla, he's the one that stuck out to me. Just like Doug said, he's averaging a little over 180 yards a game rushing. Southwest Valley has had some issues stopping the run a little bit. Earlham's got quite a few more yards offensively than Southwest Valley as a team even. They're both going to do it on the ground, so there's no surprise there. I'm going to go with Earlham as well. I think they've played the tougher schedule. I haven't really been sold on Southwest Valley this year, even with their record. So I'm going to go with Earlham.
All right, a couple there for Earlham. Yeah, it's what I wrote down next to the Cardinals is tough schedule. They played some tough teams here so far. One of those losses in their ledger is to Van Meter, who's up there at the top of the rankings. And, of course, HSTW, a really nice team as well. And they gave them a good point at halftime. They kind of dictated the tempo in the first half. They like to keep it on the ground. They're not going to do much out of the ordinary. They line up double wing, high formation, and that's about all they're going to do. They keep running the ball, trying to run it down your throat. But they've got a big line. They've got a bunch of big guys up front, and when they get them moving forward, that's all you really got to do, and Swalla is able to rack up some yards. And I think that's where they have an advantage against the Southwest Valley team, too, is the size. Southwest Valley let me down last week. Thought they'd at least give St. Albert a fight, and actually you look at the comparative scores, Earlham lost by less. So I'm actually going to go with the road team as well. I think Earlham's going to pick up a win here. Jim?
I thought I was picking up a game here. I had Earlham picked as all my picks ahead of time right here for you guys to see on my sheet. So, I'm not telling you a falsehood here, but I thought I was going to get a limb pick here, and you're killing me, guys.
Well, I saw your picks, and I wrote all of mine down just like yours.
Oh, that was a really bad mistake. Really bad mistake. No, I took Southwest Valley last week to beat St. Albert, and, man, you let me down. You're killing me. Mm-hmm. You're killing me. So, yeah, I'm going to take Earlham here in this one, too. I was really impressed. That last week got my attention, the fact that Southwest Valley was never competitive with St. Albert in that ball game, and the fact that Earlham was very competitive up until the end with a very good AHSTW team. So Earlham is my pick. They're going to have their dauber up.
Dauber's up. All right, Earlham across the board on that one. We'll go to Class 1A, District 9, as Missouri Valley goes on the road to take on Trainer. Matt.
Okay. Yeah, this is a battle here for the lead, both of them coming in 2-0 in their district play. Missouri Valley, they're looking down the road the next 3 weeks with the meat of their schedule. Trainer this week, ESAC County, and then Underwood in the final week. So they've got a tough road up coming up here as well. Trainer, their last few games have been awfully close. ESAC County, 1 point. Underwood, 2 points. So, they're just getting by the skin of their teeth here. Both teams have really done it with some solid defensive play as well. So this is just a tough one. It's hard because, this is at home. Trainer's been tough at home. They've been getting by. Sometimes that's just the way it is for teams. So I'm going to go with Trainer at home.
All right. Looking for Trainer to continue their impressive run here. They're 5-1 coming into this game. Missouri Valley at 4-2. You do have a really good back in from Missouri Valley's Nick Haynes, 1,198 yards, 9 touchdowns on the year. But I like the balance that I've seen from Trainer, and I don't know that I've picked a single game that they played in correctly this year because I've either gone against them or with them, and it's not gone my way. But, they've got a good balance. Kyle Christensen, Jake Fisher have been kind of doing it tag team on offense, and like Matt said, they've been getting it done, so I'm not going to go against them. I'm going to pick the home team here. Jim.
I think neither one of you will ever be in the Senate. because you plagiarized off my... Oh, wait, that doesn't matter anymore either, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay, well, never mind that. Okay,
no, we actually got secure jobs in that case.
Good
candidates. True.
It's
good candidates.
You have an honest day's work for an honest job. I'm going trainer as well.
All right. It's three for trainer. Doug?
I was impressed with Trainer's win last week against Underwood. You know, that was a nice victory. You know, you look at also played Red Oak earlier in the year and won 21-0. And I think Red Oak's a decent squad. I do love Missouri Valley's running back there. Nick Haynes is a stud, good wrestler. They've also got a quarterback that, you know, they doesn't throw the ball very often, but he can run the ball. I think he's actually got 15 touchdowns, and Haynes has only got 9. So they, you know, they have a little bit of a challenge there, who's going to take the ball and run with it. But I just got to take Trainer. Hate to make it a unanimous thing, but I think being at home, they'll squeak out a victory.
All right, that's one there for the Cardinals. Cardinals across the board over the Big Reds. We'll move on to another game now here. We're going to go to Class 3A, District 9. We've got a couple of games out of this district here this week. And the first one we'll take a look at here is ADM going on the road to take on Glenwood. And 4-2 for ADM, 3-3 for the Rams. And this is an interesting matchup. It should be a really close game, the way it shakes out on paper at least. ADM, a team, of course, that always likes to spread the field. They like to get a lot of guys involved on the edge, kind of that spread offense to a T. And it looks like that's what's going on for them again, except the quarterback's doing a little bit more running. Tate Stein-Smith has 450 yards on the ground. He's been able to put up an okay amount through the air. For Glenwood, you know, that's maybe been their bugaboo a bit, is getting the offense going more. They've been able to spread the rushing game around a little bit. So I like what that provides them. They've got four or five guys that they can hand the ball off to and feel comfortable with. This is one of those toss-up games, so I think being at home helps a little bit. I'm going to go with Glenwood. Jim.
Well, when I flipped a coin, it came up Glenwood, so I'm going with Glenwood.
Okay. Fair enough. Doug.
I'm going to take ADM. Glenwood has struggled a little bit this year. I don't know that they have their identity figured out. I think ADM, you know, they were ranked before the Harlan game. Was it Harlan game last? 2 weeks ago, I think. Yeah. And then they kind of dropped the ball. But, you know, they lost 28-10. It's not a bad score against Harlan. I don't know. I'm going to take ADM. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
Because I just don't want to pick the same as Jim.
Okay.
Perfect. Can't even talk himself into it.
No.
Matt.
All right. Well, the BC Moore rankings that come out each week, the computerized in there, has Glenwood as like a 1.3-point favorite. There's only a 53% chance of that. So I'd say this is definitely a toss-up game in there. You know, ADM's coming off two losses in a row. Last week was to Creston. Was probably one they felt like they should have got. You know, they've got a new coaching staff in there. Like Chris said, they've spread it out still, but they go a lot more up-tempo. So they're getting on the ball, getting a lot of reps in there. They've still been able to kind of keep that balance, though, with the run game and the passing in there. Just getting it done there. Glenwood, their season hasn't gone quite as well as what I think they may have thought it was going to. You know, I thought they expected to just step right in, reload, and continue going. So they've probably thrown the ball just a little bit more than what they have in the past. This is just a tough one. I just don't know if ADM is quite up to it to match them in size yet. I think they'll get there. And being on the road, Glenwood hasn't been efficient throwing the ball, so if they do get behind, it's kind of a struggle for them. I'm going to go with Glenwood. I'll leave Doug out there.
All right. So a limb pick there for Doug with ADM.
I'm not sure which of those picks sounded less convincing.
I know.
I thought they were going one way or the other about ten times there. All right. We've got a couple of games left to pick, and we'll come back and take care of those in just a moment here on Who's Going to Win.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Have you found that dream home you've been looking for your whole life, and then when you went to get a loan, you were told you didn't have enough money saved for the down payment, and you thought your dream was over? This happened to me, until it was suggested to me to go visit the Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. The staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union were all extremely nice and helpful. They connected me with a lending institute they work closely with. The credit union stayed in contact with me throughout the process, and they were the ones that helped make my dream home come true. So the next time you're in the market for a car loan, home loan, or any kind of a loan, stop in and meet the friendly, helpful staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic.
And welcome back here to Who's Gonna Win as we continue on with our last two picks on the sheet. And we will get into Class 3A District 9 once again as Harlan goes on the road to Lewis Central, the big showdown. Top 10 ranked teams, 6-0 Titans, 5-1 Cyclones. Jim, who's gonna win?
Lewis Central. Home team. I took two road teams this week. I've already done that, so I'm sticking with the home teams the rest of the way. So,
all right.
Lewis Central.
Lewis Central. Doug?
This will be a fun ball game to watch. You know, LC really hasn't been tested much. You know, they crushed a Sergeant Bluff Luton team that I think beat Harlan earlier this year, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I think Harlan is going to put up a fight. I'm sure they'll have some answer for LC. But LC, I think, just physically is so dominant. You know, they've only given up, I think, 14 points is their high they've given up on defense. I think Harlan can score through, score with their passing offense. But I just think it's going to be too tough for them. I'm going to take LC at home.
All right, Matt.
Okay. Lewis Central, you know, this is a team, a school that – a few years back when Coach Dugan took it over, prepared them for that step up to Class 4A, you know, all these years. And so these last, 4 or 6 years, they've been at 4A level competing with the Valleys and Dallings and so on and so forth. And then this year they get dropped down to 3A. But their mentality is still the same. They run a great balanced offense in there, 2,700 yards, 1,400 yards on the ground, 1,300 through the air. And if there's an opportunity for anybody out there listening to find LC, you know, whether it's in the playoffs or whatever it is, to go watch them, go watch them. Max Dugan is a phenomenal quarterback. He'll be one of the best quarterbacks probably to come out of this state in a long, long time. And so I think you should take the opportunity to go watch him. He is strong arm. He can throw it on a dime. 71%, no interceptions this year. So, and he does it on the ground too. 500 yards on the ground, 10 touchdowns. So it's a good team. But if anything, just go watch Max and watch him play. So I'm taking Lewis Central.
All right. Another one there for the Titans. And I'm going to make it a sweep across the board as well. I do like Lewis Central. And that's what's so impressive. I guess you knew coming into the season that he had gotten a lot more attention. And, of course, everybody's trying to game plan to slow him down a little bit. Yet he's still putting up the numbers. He's led them passing and in rushing. And, just really efficient. 71%. That kind of says it all without making those mistakes. So really good player. Preston Mulligan, I was impressed with his ability to throw the ball too for Harlan when I got to see them play against Atlantic. He's put up some good numbers as well, just not quite as consistently. And he does have some good weapons out there. I think they'll make it pesky for a little while for Lewis Central, but the Titans just have too much, and they'll continue to roll on here with their undefeated record, I believe. One more game on our sheet, and it'll be our broadcast game here tonight in Class 2A District 9 as Atlantic goes on the road to take on Greene County. And the Trojans trying to bounce back from that homecoming loss. Doug, you get first crack here.
Well, you know, I think the loss last weekend was a little disappointing. I think Atlantic was a better team than the score would indicate at the end of the game. I think they showed the ability to run the ball at times. You know, I liked when they lined up under center and did those quick handoffs. We've just got it's a broken record, but the penalties that we have, you know, we just one of those teams where you can't give the other team any advantages by having silly penalties. I think we've got skill position players and the line can can gel, especially on those quick hitting running plays, I think. But Greene County, you know, they've got their strength is what has hurt us several times in the last few weeks. You know, the ability to pass the ball. We haven't seemed to either get pressure on the quarterback or be able to defend those, giving up quite a few yards passing. So you look at also their comparative score against Kemper. They lost their first game last week, so they'll be kind of smarting from that. And, you know, we weren't that close against Kemper. So I'm going to have to pick against the Trojans. Unfortunately, I'm going to take Greene County.
All right, it's one for the Rams. Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to have to take the Greene County Rams as well. This week, just kind of like what Doug said, you know, they've been pretty efficient on offense. Ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw last week. But I think the thing that impresses me the most about Greene County is their defense. They're not afraid to put six or seven guys up in the box and just go after you. It doesn't really matter what down it is. They're going to do that. So that's going to be a lot of pressure on our front offensive linemen in there. So, which, you know, we've kind of struggled to keep check in there anyway. So, but, you know, just note, you know, Atlantic's been keeping a good balanced attack. They're over 1,000 yards as a team rushing. That's the most they've had in probably 4, 5, 6 years, I think, looking back. And we still got three games yet to go. So, you know, that's a plus thing. We have been able to run the ball a little bit better this year. So some things are coming into play down the road, but just got to eliminate some mistakes and hope we get a few breaks. And you never know. You know, went on the road last year and upset kind of a decent Carroll team. So maybe going on the road, heading up north, just going to in that same area up there, maybe we'll come up with another upset.
All right. So looking forward to a contest, and I'll going to go with Greene County here as well. So always kind of fun, I guess, when you get that new experience, you know, in new district, new teams to play and get to go to a new venue and play there. But Greene County has been pretty, you know, efficient. They've done what they've needed to so far this year. Their schedule, you know, up until that Kemper game maybe wasn't the toughest, but it was a good test for them last week, and they hung right in there. They came back. They were down, I believe, 16-0 before they got that late score to get a little closer. They had an opportunity at least to win that game, which was, you know, good for them. We've got some big guys, and that's going to be a problem for Atlantic to slow down. And, you know, it's been continuing for Atlantic. You got to get more guys involved to find a way to at least give – the quarterback some time to get the ball out there to somebody else and get on the same page a little bit with some of those skill players that can have an impact if they get the ball. But I'm going to go with Greene County here. Jim?
Well, I think it's one thing to have a 2A team playing a 3A team. You know what you're getting into, but I don't know who thought it was a great idea that a city should play a county. That is completely wrong. It's unfair. It should be protested. It should never happen. I mean, that's a lot of resources to draw from.
It is.
Come on, really?
Yes, it is.
Well, we've kind of been doing it all these years against Harlan. That's pretty much a county school, too. Yep. So, you know, there are some that are like that. But, no, I think Greene County just played a little bit more solid, a little bit more consistently so far this year. So I think they're going to be tough. And it's a new place to visit. It's been a while since Atlantic's been up in that neighborhood. So, I'm going to go with Greene County.
All right, and that will be our game coming up here for you on the radio. Mike Smith will be joining me for the broadcast. We'll get our pregame rolling here in just a moment. Kickoff at 7 o'clock here tonight there between the Trojans and the Rams. I want to thank Nishna Valley Credit Union and Ag Business Associates for another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Have you found that dream home you've been looking for your whole life? And then when you went to get a loan, you were told you didn't have enough money saved for the down payment and you thought your dream was over? This happened to me until it was suggested to me to go visit the Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. The staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union were all extremely nice and helpful. They connected me with a lending institute they work closely with. The credit union stayed in contact with me throughout the process, and they were the ones that helped make my dream home come true. So the next time you're in the market for a car loan, home loan, or any kind of a loan, stop in and meet the friendly, helpful staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic.